So let's review. The Mishnah at the end of the previous daf said, "Uparu ha'yomid ben ha'ulam b'mizbeach." The power would stand between the ulam and the mizbeach, where the kohen gadol would recite the vidui. Rashi explains that a Mishnah in the next parak indicates that the shechita was done in the same place. Now, there's halacha that kachi kachim shechitas metzafin, as the pasuk says, "V'shachar oisai al yarcha mizbeach tzafayna." The carbon oila, which is kachi kachim, and likewise all kachi kachim, must be shechted on the northern side of the mizbeach. Therefore, the Gemara says that whether this area of bein ulam and mizbeach is considered tzafin is subject to a machlokes tanoim, and proceeds to cite three opinions as to what exact area is considered tzafin for the purpose of shechitas metzafin. Izehu tzafin, mikir shel mizbeach tzafini v'ad kais la'azara, u'kineged kol mizbeach kuloi tzafin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Bais Yehuda holds that only the area directly to the north of the Mizbeach until the Azara walls are considered tzafin for these purposes. Therefore, according to Bais Yehuda, the Shechita of the power cannot be done bein ulam lemizbeach and would have to be moved to the valid tzafin area. Blaz Reb Shimon Maisif, af bein ulam lemizbeach. Blaz Reb Shimon holds that the area Mairiv of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the ulam, from the center line of the Azara to the tzafin wall of the Azara, is also considered tzafin. According to Belaza, Bereb Shimon, the Shechita could indeed be done bein ulam mizbeach, and we actually prefer it there and not move it elsewhere, mishum chulshu the kohen gadol, so as not to weaken the kohen gadol by going back and forth, since the kohen gadol must bring the blood into the heichal, and this is the closest valid location, which is still considered tzafin for the purposes of Shechita. Rebbe Maisif, af makam drisas ragle ha-kahanim, V'af makam drisas ragle Yisrael. As the Gemara clarifies, Rebbe agrees regarding the area described by Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, plus Rebbe adds that even the area to the mizrach of the Mizbeach, until the beginning of the Azara, from the central line of the Azara to the tzafin wall of the Azara, is considered tzafin. The Mishnah continues, Roshay l'darm upanav l'marv, which the Gemara explains, b'oikim es roshay. The power stood mitzafin l'darm, with its head towards south, but turned to face Ma'ariv toward the Heichel. It was not stood mi Mizrach l'Ma'ariv, because it's not proper to have the back of the animal toward the Mizbeach. Rashi adds that, for the same reason, only the forward part of the animal was bein ulam mizbeach, while the back part remained outside the area of bein ulam mizbeach. The Gemara next describes smicha in general. Tanaban, keitzad soimach, hazevach oimid b'tzafin, upanav l'Ma'ariv, in general case of kabanas, the animal is shechted directly north of the mizbeach, with its face to the west and its back to the east. The one bringing the carbon stands behind the animal and places his hands on the head of the carbon, making sure that there is no chatzitza between his hands and the head, and in the case of a chatas or ashram, he confesses the sin for which this particular carbon is being brought. The Gemara brings two opinions regarding a carbon oila, which is not brought for any particular sin. Birsek Lili maintains that on a carbon oila one confesses any sins for leket, shekhlu peya, that he might have transgressed, which Rabbi Kiva holds that on a carbon oila one confesses sins of a mitzis asei or a lav shenitik asei, a negative commandment which has a positive commandment to rectify the lav, both of which do not carry punishments of malchus. The Gemara next discusses the nusach of the vidui of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Taraban, keitzad misvade. Visi, Pashati, Bechatasi. The order of the vidui is Avoinus, Pshon, Bechaton. As we also find by the Seir Mishtaleach, where the Pasuk says, V'hisvada olav eskol avoinus b'nei Yisrael, v'eskol pesheim l'chol chatoisim. And we also find by the Shlesh Eser Midishel Rachamim said by Moshe Rabbeinu, Noisi avoin, v'fesha v'chato, dire meir. The Chacham, however, hold that avoinus refers to zidoinus, sins committed knowingly. Pesha'im refers to merdin, sins committed with rebellion. Chata'im refers to shagogis, sins committed inadvertently. Therefore, the proper order in ascending severity should be chatasi, avisi, upashati. The Gemara also cites Pesukim Enach in this order, one of which is a pasuk in Tehillim, chatanu, emaviseinu, hevinu, hirshanu. The Gemara explains that according to the Chachamim, Moshe Rabbeinu used the order of Nisi Avon V'Fesha V'Chata as a way of asking Hashem that when Bnei Yisrael fall victim to sin and repent, Hashem should change their Zedonis to Shagogis, that Hashem should forgive Avin Vafesha and change it to Chata, an inadvertent sin. The Gemara concludes, Halacha Kedivra Chachamim. Halacha is like the Chacham, and in fact, the order is Chatasi, Avisi, Upashati, even though we find the order of Remeir in the Torah regarding Yom Kippur. The Daf concludes by discussing the Makar for the Vida of the Kohen Gadol on his par. The Pasuk says, V'hikrav Aaron is par Chatas Asher Loi, V'chiber Ba'adoyu V'ad Beisoy, Terabon. V'chiper Be'kafaras Dvarim HaKas Medaber. Although kapara generally refers to kapara's damim, the sprinkling of the blood, here the word v'kibah refers to kapara's divar, which is vidui, because we learn the gzeres shavah from the Seir Mashtaleach, where it says, Yomit chai lefnei Hashem l'chaper alav, which must be referring to kapara's divar, because the Seir la'azazel has no kapara's damim. Although one might argue that we should learn par kohen gadol from the Seir Hanasa Bifnim, where it says, V'chiper ala kodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael, which must be referring to kapara's damim, because it is written right after the pasuk which describes the hazas hadam in the kodesh hakodeshim in Heichel. Nevertheless, v'chiper ba'adoy v'ad be'isoy of the par kohen gadol cannot be referring to kapara's damim, because it is written before v'shachar espar chatas ha'shalai, there can be no kapara's damim before shechita. The Gemara continues to explain details of the nusach of vidui. The kohen gadol said, Ana Hashem, Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi, Ana Hashem, Kaperna. The use of the word Ana in Vidui is learned from Chayriv, where we find Kapara regarding the Cheda Egel, where Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, Ulay Achapra Ba'ad Chataschem, and then said to Hashem, Ana Chata Hamazeh Chata Gedoyla. The use of Hashem's name in Vidui is learned from Egel Arufa, where the Pasuk says, Kaper La'amchi Yisrael, Asher Petisa Hashem.